Hello, this is one of the, I don't want to say archived, but it's an older episode that I was going to post and then I never posted, and I am now posting it. So enjoy this episode. It is from May, and it's also a episode that I recorded in the car. So the audio will be a little bit different from the mic because I'm using my headset. Just to clarify, not that anyone cares, but enjoy episode 10. Hello, hello. It is Wednesday. Oh, it's the 6th of May. It's May 6th, and I have a little bit of a lisp. So whenever I have to say that date, it always gets to me. And maybe it's not noticeable, but to me, I find it very noticeable. And it's 2:29 p.m. I am in the car, if you couldn't tell. I'm using my headset, and I'm like, I recorded back in April, the 22nd of April. I recorded and I did a little, and it wasn't bad, but I had used my, because I didn't want to use a little microphone that I got because I didn't like how it sounded, and the headset sounded fine, but then I was like, oh, well, I'll just use my phone, and I didn't like how it sounded. I feel like it sounded too, and maybe it's the way that I speak, or maybe I was speaking too closely to my phone, but it just sounded very, like, it was a harsh, very harsh sound, and so I just was like, you know what, I'm just going to record it another day. But I haven't been recording because I have been dealing with an illness that I was not aware that I was experiencing, that it was an illness. And it's not even an illness. It's really just an iron deficiency. But I was like, I don't know, I was really tired. And like, I feel like I'm tired because I'm a night owl. And I know that as a woman, I should be probably getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. And I'm lucky if I get 5 or 6, just because like I wake up a lot, or like I don't know, maybe that has to do with the iron deficiency, you know. And honestly, I know when it started, I never really used to have an issue with sleeping. It's raining. I don't know if you can hear the rain. I never really used to have an issue with the sleep until I went through some traumatic breakup, and I was so depressed and so like upset and so just like crashing the fuck out that I literally could not sleep. And I've spoke about this before, so I'm not going to speak about it again. And I feel like ever since then, it's been, I don't know how many years it's been. It's been multiple years, but it still to this day has fucked with my sleeping and like my sleep schedule. I used to be the type of person that could sleep all day, all night, never had a problem. And now it's like, fuck. But I've been getting a lot more sleep lately. But I was just so tired, like just really like exhausted. And I was noticing that it was around my period. I was going to say TMI, but grow up. You know what I mean? I'm a woman. I'm a menstruating woman. I'm 33 years old, about to be 34. I still have my period. I'm still very fertile, unfortunately. I don't think I want to have kids. But I shouldn't say unfortunately, because I might change my mind. I feel like my thing with, I'm going off topic, but my thing with having children is I don't want to be bothered. Like and that could be just because I've dealt with a lot of stress in my life, and I haven't really had an opportunity to just really decompress, you know. And I probably won't. I'm not going to put that energy out into the world. I'm going to say the time hasn't happened yet for me. And I think that where I currently am in my life, if I was like, oh, I want to have a child, like pick me out back and shoot me, dramatic. But like, I feel like I'm not in a place mentally, physically or financially. Physically, yeah, but financially to have a child. And it would be absolutely fucking crazy, mental illness levels of delusion, for me to be like, oh my god, I want a kid so bad, I'm gonna have a kid. And like, no bitch, go to therapy first. Been in therapy, done it for years, in medication for years. But like, I'm just saying, like, I would have to have an emergency therapist session with a random therapist, because I don't currently have one right now, but like I would literally have to, because it would make absolutely no fucking sense for me in my life right now to want or desire children. So I'm not going to say like it's a never type thing, but for right now it's looking like it's a never type thing, you know. But what was I saying? Anyway, so I was noticing around my period, like the week and a half like leading up to my period, maybe 2 weeks leading up to my period, and then like the week of my period, I would be like really tired, but like especially maybe the three to four days before my period, and then like the first 3 days of my period, I would just be like exhausted. Like I would be so tired, so run down. I don't know, just like last, what day is it? It's Wednesday. I went to the doctor last Thursday and had blood work done on Friday. So over the week, last weekend, I was just so tired that all I could do was like lay around. Like I could, like just even having to get up and take my dog out, I was like so exhausted. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And like, I'm, you know, I'm paranoid. Like I have such bad health anxiety. So I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I just assumed that it was my period because usually I get really kind of run down or like not every month, but like there's some months where I get like really tired and really run down. And I was like, okay, like I think it's just my period. I'm tired. And then after my period ended, I was fine one day. And then all of a sudden again, I was just really fucking tired. And I was like, and I was like, I was so upset that like, I had to take my mom to the doctor, for her follow-up for her, because I had done an episode while she was doing her stress test and an echocardiogram to check and see how her heart was doing. Excellent, perfect, beautiful, molto bene. It's wonderful. And she, so when she had to do the follow-up with the cardiologist, I was so upset and so I had no energy. I was just like in the car, like crying, like scared of like, what is wrong with me? Because I didn't feel like myself. So I go, I make an appointment with the doctor and I see a doctor, very nice, interesting man. I'm not going to lie. Very interesting. Kind of peculiar in a neurodivergent type of way, but I'm like, I'm not trying to diagnose anybody, you know, but like it gave those vibes. And some of the reviews were like, oh, he rushes you out of the room. He's so rude. He has no beds. He was so nice. And he talked to me for such a long time and was like talking to me about all these different things and just like very knowledgeable about every little thing. Like it very much gave on the spectrum. But anyway, so he ordered me like a bunch of lab work, like just I literally everything that I could get tested for, like I was getting tested for. And everything came back normal. Everything's fine. A1C perfect. Cholesterol perfect. Everything's literally so incredibly healthy. What's wrong with me? I have low iron. And I know what it is. I think I don't know for a fact what it is, but like it's my period because I have fibroids. Like a lot of women and most Black women, I have fibroids. And they have, and like some months, like I can feel them and they really bother me. And I have an appointment to go see the OBGYN and maybe I'll get them if they're severe enough to get them removed. Because there's sometimes like when I can always tell when a period's going to be bad and like uncomfortable because I can feel like a lot of swelling and like just discomfort. And I really do feel like it's the fibroids because prior to developing them, I never had period issues. My main issues when it came to my period was my mental issues. Like really like my main issues was the fact that I have PMDD. And so sometimes 2 weeks before my period, I would go absolutely insane. And I am not bipolar, but it's so similar to, I shouldn't say so similar, but it's very similar to bipolar disorder, where it's just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I'm angry. I'm really fucking angry. Oh my God. I'm really, or I'm really weepy and I just cry and I'm really depressed and I become suicidal. And then like, once my period starts and after I'm like, I go, I don't want to say like a hypo, it's kind of like a hypomania type thing, not every month, but like some months, like I feel excellent. I feel great. And then when my hormones kick in, it's like the constant, it's like an up and down, up and down. And it's not as severe as it used to be. I have a theory and I'm just a bitch with a microphone. I'm not even on my microphone. I'm a bitch with a headset. I'm currently just a bitch with a headset. My thing is, what I've noticed in myself is even though I'm not currently on medication, the years of being on medication really did help balance my brain because I am so different. Even though I haven't been on meds in years, the way that I operate, even though I still have my moments, like the way that I just feel so much more balanced and so much more regulated now, I don't know, you know, I don't know if my brain got used to making the chemicals. I don't know if taking the SSRIs helped kind of patch and heal parts of my brain. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just a bitch with a headset, sitting in the rain, in a parking lot, waiting for my mother to get her second cataract surgery. Like I remember when I was on medication prior, like I used to take 20 milligrams of Lexapro and 350 milligrams of Wellbutrin. And before, like 2 weeks before my period, I had to double up on my Lexapro and take the 40 milligram. And if I didn't, I would be crying hysterically, wanting to kill myself, a lot of self-harm, a lot of just spiraling. And now I've noticed that like, instead of like, I mean, sometimes I will cry, like I'll get very tearful, really sad, like things that like the other day, like my, this last period, I was making tacos and I had put my, I didn't feel like, making them on the stove. And so like, I put the tortillas in the microwave, but I put it like on a, I didn't put like a paper towel down. So then I got soggy and I was like, oh fuck. But he's like, you know what? Let me put it in the microwave for a little bit longer and it'll dry it out. And it did. And it was fine. But then I took my dog out. And then in the time, it like, they really hardened, like in those like 15 minutes that I had with, that I was outside with the dog. If you guys know me, some of you guys do, some of you don't. This might be your first time listening. And if it is, welcome. And I'm sorry. Because what a way to start. What was I saying? Oh, but I have missing teeth. I have missing molars in the back. So I can't, so sometimes chewing hard things or super chewy things, it's like not. And then I have TMJ on top of that. So then it's like I really have to crunch and it's just, it'll hurt. It hurts my jaw. So I'm like, fuck. And I was so upset because that was like the last of the tortillas. And I was like, what the fuck am I gonna eat? And then I went upstairs and I was crying and I was so upset. And I was like, I'm gonna go upstairs and I'm gonna sit in my room and I'm gonna sit on my little couch in there. And I'm gonna take a deep breath and I'm gonna calm down and I'm gonna relax. And then we had some Doritos in there. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna eat nachos with some Doritos as the tortilla chips. And actually, it was really fucking good. It was delicious. What the fuck was I even talking about? I'm talking about Doritos and fucking nachos, and that made me think of like the Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell and how sometimes they would make me nauseous. And I really think it was like the meat, the taste of like the meat, like that it was a kind of irony. And then like with the Doritos like hard shell taco, like sometimes it'd be like delicious and the other times I would take a bite and like I couldn't finish it. Oh my God, I haven't had Taco Bell in years. Oh my God. Oh my God, I haven't had McDonald's in years. I haven't had fast food in years. Oh my God. What was I saying? Oh my goodness. Anyway, because you know what it was with McDonald's? When they were fucking giving soldiers in the IOF free food, be fucking for real. Be fucking for real. Be so fucking for real. You know what I mean? And people were like, we're boycotting Starbucks or boycotting McDonald's. I was like, fuck it, I'm boycotting and I haven't eaten McDonald's since. And then there are times where I'm tempted, but now I'm not really eating it because of, health reasons, because, my mother had a stroke, in the years leading up to it, not to tell too much of her business, but she's working really hard and working a lot. And so convenience meals were like her thing. And I don't want to, like, again, put too much of her business out there, but like, I feel like, and she'll say it herself that that was a really big contributing factor to her being sick. So I, ever since once she had her stroke, I was like, no more fast food. Except for when I did go to LA, when I packed up my stuff, I did get In-N-Out one last time. Because of how can you not go to LA and not get In-N-Out? Anyway, so what was I even talking about? Iron deficiency, fibroids, heavy periods. So I found out that's all it is. And so I've been trying to like find, f I was telling my sister, I was like, I feel like an old lady because I was trying to find iron rich. Oh, I forgot to get Cheerios. I was trying to find enriched foods that I could eat that have iron and stuff in it. Like tofu has a lot of iron in it. Chicken thighs have iron in them. Obviously like red meat, but I don't really eat red meat, which is probably the problem. And I don't really eat that much meat anyway. And so I think that's why I was experiencing an iron deficiency because I was experiencing heavy periods and blood loss from having fibroids because fibroids can cause an iron can cause anemia. And it's funny because I was like, am I anemic? Because I was always cold and my fingertips and my feet were always cold. And I was like, I know it's not a circulation issue because if I have a cut, it heals like that. So it's like, I know it's not circulation. And so I don't know what the fuck it is. And I was like, and I kept thinking, I was like, maybe I have anemia, but I was like, no, I don't think I have anemia. And like, I had checked my labs from like last year and my hemoglobin and everything was like normal. And I was like, I don't think I have anemia. But the one thing that wasn't checked was my ferritin. And so like my iron stores were just low. And every single symptom that I've been experiencing was exactly the symptom of having an iron deficiency. So I've been upping my iron intake. I went to the store earlier and I forgot to fucking get multi-grain Cheerios because they have 18 milligrams of iron per serving. I've been taking an iron supplement and I literally, within one day of taking the iron supplement, I noticed I could feel, and maybe it's a how do you say it? A placebo effect, but I don't think so. Because I can literally feel like a difference in my energy levels. Like I'm not like crashing. I'm not feeling like, oh my God, I have to lay down. Like definitely, you know. And I've been eating tofu every day for breakfast. I've been slicing up tofu and putting it in my little, in a little gourmet, which is like a air fryer dehydrator mini oven combo that's like sits on the counter. But guys, get your mineral levels checked. For once, my vitamin D wasn't low. Usually it's very, very low. Very, very low. Like I think it's not like the optimal level of vitamin D levels. I think it was 31, but I've gotten the lowest it's ever been was 3. And then the last time I got my vitamin D levels checked, they were 6. Like I've been prescribed the mega dose prescription vitamin D like several times throughout my life. So I'm like, oh, thank God my vitamin D is high. It was just my iron that was low. And really, because I really don't eat meat. We were eating chicken. We used to eat chicken thighs all the time, but we stopped eating chicken thighs. Because we've gotten into this thing, this soup. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. In fact, I should have gotten stuff when I went to the store earlier for the soup, and it's bone broth, chicken stock, unsalted. I mean, the bone broth has seasoning in it, obviously, it has a sodium in it, but like the unsalted, chicken stock, cabbage, carrots, celery. What else are we putting in it? I think that's it. And then we eat it with tofu. And like we literally will make a big, once a week, make a big vat of that and then eat that until it's gone for about 4 or 5 days. We definitely don't eat red meat. So it's like, you know, and I used to eat a lot more red meat because I used to eat out a lot more, especially when I lived in LA. I wasn't always cooking. You know, oh my God, I want a steak. I literally have a craving for steak right now. And when was this? Last year, my mom and I went to the steakhouse and I got this steak that had gorgonzola on it. Oh my God, it was so delicious. So delicious. Oh, that made me want a martini so bad. I've been watching Grace and Frankie, and because I'm back on Netflix because okay. So I had Netflix for a long time and then I canceled Netflix because I was using my sister's Netflix, but then when they cracked down on passwords, I wasn't affected at first, and then they kicked me, and it was years, and they kicked me out, and then they really fucking kick you out. Like they do not fucking play. They do not fucking play. And so my mom and I were like, we should just get Netflix. So now, but we have the one with the ads, which isn't that bad. I'm not gonna fucking lie, because I'm not fucking paying $20 a month when I could just watch a couple of ads. It's like not that serious. And then I know that I think maybe like if you pay. If you have like the premium tier or whatever, like it's like a better quality. I don't wear my glasses when I watch TV anyway. So like it doesn't fucking matter. I can't really see. I'm not really seeing that clear anyway. So I've been rewatching Grace and Frankie because I watched it during the lockdown. When you binge watch stuff, you really fucking forget. Like I was watching it and I was like, I don't even remember this. It's like, yeah, I watched it fucking 6 years ago, but damn. And fucking Jane Fonda, oh, and she reminds me of my old coworker Joan, who passed away so much. Like the way she looks, like just everything. I love Joan. I'm gonna cry. Oh, don't cry. Oh my goodness. But she's always drinking. I mean, Grace is very obviously an alcoholic, like dead ass. Like she's always fucking drinking vodka, and she's always drinking martinis. And I love a martini. I love a martini. I'm a liquor girly. Like through and through, like it could be because I have a citrus allergy, and so like a lot of mixed drinks, like I can't really participate in safely because a lot of mixed drinks, you know, have citrus or like lemon or lime or sour mix or whatever. But like but even then, my go-to before it used to be tequila. Love tequila down, love tequila down. But now it's mainly vodka, that I like. I'm a vodka drinker now. I used to really like whiskey, but it makes me really sleepy. It makes me very sleepy. So like that's not like a drink that I would get out when I'm out and about. Like I would definitely like at home, like during Christmas, I made eggnog and I made it with whiskey and it was with bourbon actually, and it was delicious. But it makes me really sleepy. Anyway, but I love a martini. I love a dirty martini. Oh my God. And I know this is gonna sound so trashy, but like dead ass, the Cheesecake Factory has the best dirty martinis And I maybe it's the olives, maybe it's the blue cheese olives, maybe it's, I don't fucking know. But those, that literally, it is the best for your martini. And maybe it's the Kettle One. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they, oh my God, it is so good. And I think I'm a martini girl because my mom used to always get martinis. Like if we would go, she would always get a dirty martini. And I don't know, I love them. They're so, I think it's like the olive, I love olives. And like the olive brine, the way that it, like, it's just, oh, I love a dirty martini. On Easter Sunday, my mom and I went to this Indian restaurant. They also had a really good dirty martini, actually. And it was actually, it was quite strong. Like, I was tipsy. And I have a very, I don't say like I have a high tolerance, but like, I've never been the type of person, I've never been a lightweight. And more ways than one, I'm a big bitch. But I've never been a lightweight when it comes to alcohol. Like, I've never been hungover. I've never thrown up from alcohol. I've never, the. Oh, they're honking at. I guess that's someone that they know. What's happening? This person honked at this woman and she's. Is she getting in the car? I don't know what's going on. Oh. They must know that. They must know each other. But, like, I've never. Like I've never, maybe I don't drink enough. I shouldn't say that, but like I've never been sloppy drunk. I've never been like I can't stand, I can't walk, I'm gonna be sick. I've never lost control while drinking. And I remember I'm at my friend's wedding, and well, we're not friends anymore, but like at the right wing wedding that I went to, I drank a lot. I probably had like 8 shots of tequila, and I had a beer at the bar, and I was fine. Like I wasn't like fine, obviously, but like I wasn't like wasted. Like I was obviously under the influence and I wasn't hungover the next day. I think I was more, oh, I was gonna say, I think I was more tired because I did a little bit of coke for the first time. I would never do that. I don't understand cocaine. I don't like it. I don't get it. I did it and I was like, I'll never do this shit again. This is fucking dumb. And for my coke heads out there, no offense, my apologies. But like, I don't get it. I did it and I was like, give me a joint, you know? Anyway, so what the fuck was I saying? How am I talking about this? Oh, because I was thinking about, I don't even know how I got to talking about martinis and fucking, because what, I'm rewatching Grace and Frankie, which is such a good show. It's so sweet. It's like I watch it every night before I go to sleep. I watch an episode before I go to bed because I've noticed I have to like trick myself when it comes to going to sleep, because I'll be sitting on the couch or like sitting, I'll just like be sitting somewhere and then I'm tired. I'm like, okay, let me go to bed. And then like just the action of taking the dogs out and turning everything off and like doing everything and brushing my teeth and flossing will make me like, will wake me up. And so what I do is I will put on an episode of something, or I'll pull up my computer and I'll play The Sims for like 15 minutes and start to doze off. And then I'm like, okay, got you. And then I get in the bed and fall asleep. I hope this sounds okay because I'm just ranting and rumbling and talking and, you know, I'm not really talking about anything important to me. I mean, but do I have to? Like my whole thing with this show is, even though I do like to drop knowledge if I have it, but my whole thing is like, I know that a lot of people are lonely because I'm a lonely bitch. You know, I've cut a lot of people off. I think the one friend that I still am in communication with, you know, she has a child and I know she's really busy and she had a lot going on. And so it's like, I don't want to be bothering her all the time because, you know, she's raising a toddler. But I talk to exactly two people, and that's my mother and my sister. There's a level of loneliness that exists in my life. I don't know if I should get into this now or if I should wait. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see how this sounds first. But I know that a lot of people deal with the same thing. They deal with loneliness. They deal with like having had to remove people from their lives, and like, or even just, I feel like a lot of people, and if I'm not speaking for you, like, you know, it's not about you, but I feel like a lot of people don't get the opportunities to be them full, to be their full selves around the people in their life, or they don't have the opportunity to be as open, or I don't want to call myself authentic because it feels like I'm just like jerking my clit when I say that shit, like, oh yeah, I'm so authentic, man, like you'll never meet a realer bitch than me, like, no, like, you know, I just don't have fucking shame. I'm not ashamed to be who I am. I'm not ashamed of the things that I've gone through. I'm not ashamed of the things that I carry. I don't carry shame. I'm just myself. And so like I feel like, and again, not to jerk my clit, but like I feel like that a lot of people, oh God, I don't, I, now I feel, now I'm embarrassed to say this, but I feel like a lot of people don't get to be around, oh God, oh. Oh God, please forgive me if this sounds like I'm just like, okay. A lot of people, I feel, don't get the opportunity to be around people who are authentically themselves because so many of us are have been shamed away from being who we authentically are. But when you show your personality, oh, you're so annoying. Oh, you're so this. Oh, why do you have to be like that? Oh, why do you like that? And it's nothing to do with who we are as individuals. I think it has to do with people who feel uncomfortable as themselves for whatever reason. Then there's no shame or shade in regarding to what, like, in regards to what I'm saying. That sometimes people are so uncomfortable that they project and they get mad at other people for just like being themselves. And then they, it's like you could be a child and like you're tra-la-la, 7 years old, living your life, being super confident and comfortable. And then you have a miserable ass fucking teacher who's like, you need to stop. Why are you like that? Or a parent, or, you know, or another sibling, or a cousin, or an aunt, or an uncle, or a grandparent. Like, you could even be like on a school field trip and someone can say, like, you could be acting like yourself. And then a random fucking person could be like, could say something to you. And then that kind of like dims your shine or whatever, dims, or like you learn, oh, if I want to be accepted, if I want to avoid feeling shame and embarrassment, I have to not be who I truly am. And I feel like a lot of people operate that way. Or even if you don't operate that way, maybe you might marry somebody who is constantly like plucking your feathers and being like, oh, you need to relax. Or you, why are you like just put people, you end up around people who are putting you down. It can happen at any point in your life. You know, when we're kids growing up, like, you know, I'm fucking puberty and like all that time where like everyone's like super unsure and like treating everyone like shit because like they're insecure or they have their issues or they have whatever, and it's just kind of like, oh God, you know. And so I feel like I hope, I'm hoping that by listening to me rant and ramble about certain things that you go, oh, you know what, like, actually, yeah, hell yeah. You know, that is my hope. My hope is that people go, oh, if she could fucking sit here and talk about her shit, then let me get comfortable with my shit. And then maybe you don't have to overshare and tell people your personal business. I mean, 'cause there's shit that I keep to myself on here for sure. But like, I hope that me showing up as myself, no matter how embarrassing or how cringy or how whatever it may be, that I hope that it allows other people to like to release some shame of within themselves somehow, some way. But that's just my hope. Anyway. And I'm also trying to like get out of my head in this welcome to the spiritual portion of the episode. Because I was in conversation with my guides, and as I'm, and then I was in conversation, and I pick up my phone and I'm scrolling, and like every video that I'm fucking seeing is like, just be yourself, just post it, stop being perfect, stop worrying about it being perfect, stop, just do it, 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 just do it. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, loud and clear. Unfortunately, I get it loud and clear. I'm gonna try to not get too, because I had recorded a few episodes like this, and I've gone, oh well, the sound, oh the sound, oh I don't, the sound, oh fuck the sound. You can hear me, can't you? Yeah, you can hear what I'm saying. It might not be crisp and perfect, and I feel like that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with podcasting today. Like I did, like dead ass. Like I feel like, and maybe that's why. Even though I've done my wall and it looks really pretty, but like I feel like the issue with podcasting today isn't that every bitch can get a microphone. I mean, I guess that's a part. I guess that's a part of it. I feel like the people that people listen to are the people that put in all this, that create this. How do I say it? And I'm not sound like a fucking hater, because it's not. I'm not trying to be a hater. But I feel like people go, "Oh, you have lighting, and you're in a studio, and you have what's it called? You're sitting in front of cameras, and you have freaking $8,000 cameras, and you have multiple shots, and you have a producer, and you have all this stuff, and like, so I'm gonna listen to you because you seem like you know what you're doing." And I feel like I don't know. I a part of me feels like we've lost what podcasts used to be. Because I've been listening to podcasts for, I started listening to them when I first moved to LA. And that was in fucking 2012. And so it's like, I feel like podcasting used to be people in their fucking garage with their friends just talking shit or just doing interviews or doing doing true crime, telling stories, whatever their niche is, whatever their podcast genre is. And now it's become this whole production. And I love to watch people's podcasts. Like, don't get me fucking wrong. Don't get me wrong. There's two that I'm very much locked in with. I don't know. I feel like the age of Instagram, and even though I love Instagram and social media, I do love social media. Like, I will never be one of those people that's like, I just don't use social media. I'm on it. I love social media. I hate how people are fucking nasty as fuck. And I hate how people act like fucking crackheads looking for their next fucking fix when it comes to hurting other people and being really nasty to people, because it's like, you hate yourself so fucking much and you're so fucking miserable and you're such a horrible fucking human being that instead of reflecting and going, you know what, let me actually reflect on my life and who I am as a person, they will harass people online, say really nasty fucking things to people online, make fun of them, leave hate comments. Like, there's this woman that I don't follow her because, like, her content really isn't like my particular, you know, cup of milk. What is it? Cup of tea? Because her whole thing is styling clothes and talking about having an apron belly and being built a certain way. And like, I'm not built that way, but a lot of people are. Like, I see apron bellies all the time. There are tons of people. I see them every single day, whether it be on social media, whether it be if I leave the house, like, that have thin, skinny legs and they have a belly on top. And whether that belly hangs or they just have a bigger belly, like, a lot of people are apple shaped. And so people will be in her comments, this woman, and she takes it on the chin, and I applaud her for that. But people will literally be in her comments and be like, oh, I've never seen this build before. Okay, you've never seen somebody built like this? Because I see it often. Like, you're just being nasty and they're being really fucking rude. And it's like, you're just trying to hurt somebody because you're a fucking loser. I'm sorry. You're a pathetic loser. And you're trying to, you are so fucking miserable. You are literally crawling up the walls of your skin suit like a trapped fucking rat. The only relief that you get is harassing people online that you deem unworthy. Grow the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, you're, oh God. That's my main qualm with social media, is people who are so addicted to hurting other people. That drives me absolutely up a wall. And then obviously misinformation, but that's just because I hate misinformation. I always have, like, ever since I was a kid. Like, I sometimes my mom and I will talk about things and, like, I'll say, like, oh, I wasn't like that when I was a kid. Maybe it's trauma. Maybe it's fucking, maybe it's just a spiritual awareness, a soul awareness. Maybe it's, I remember being a kid. I remember being like 3 years old and having this reoccurring plaguing thought of, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? And it was like this, you know, when there's something on the tip of your tongue, and, like, you try to remember it, but it's, like, your brain is just smooth as fuck. And, like, you have no other thoughts. And it's just, like, just a blankness. So I would literally, as a toddler, be, like, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? And then it would just be blank. Like, just a blankness. And it would frustrate. I remember it just being so frustrating to me because I didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand why I was here. I didn't understand. I was just trying to figure it out. And now that I know what I know, I don't think I was trying to figure out why I was here. I was trying to remember. I was like trying to like hit the ground running, like, okay, I'm here. This is what I want to do. This is who I'm supposed to be. Da, 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 da. Okay. I think that I was trying to come back into this life with more awareness and remembering. I was trying to remember, okay, why am I here? What did I come here to do? What was it? Like, I was trying to speed track, I think. That's how I look at it now. But like, I was always myself. Like, I've never, like, I don't ever remember being like, remember, like, I don't ever remember being a child, like, and having, like, I remember hating other children. And this, like, I had my mom pull me out of fucking preschool as a little ass kid because I hated being with other kids. Like, I remember even being in school, I hated being around other children because I just felt like they were, and this is going to sound so, like, you know, I don't know, recognizing the difference in how my brain worked versus how other children's brain worked and the way that we interact. I feel like I was just very aware as a kid. I was a very aware child. And like I feel like I'm just like blowing smoke in my asshole. But like, I just feel like I remember kids would talk to me about certain things or they would say certain things to me. And I'd be like, well, that's not fucking true. Like, I was obviously not, you know, I just feel... I was a dweeb, I guess. I was just the Sheldon Cooper of it all, I guess. I don't know. I was just very, very aware, I didn't have that childhood whimsy, that childhood, like, I never had it because I was just always very aware and very anchored in reality and I always understood a lot of things. And it's not even, and I think I struggle to talk about it because I don't want to seem like I'm like, oh, I was just such a smart child. I was just so mature. And so, no, it was a plague. I fucking hated it. Like, I felt like I couldn't relate to anybody. I felt like, you know, it just wasn't fun. Traumatizing even. So like it's not like I'm trying to talk about it. Like, I was just such a smart child. Like, I was literally miserable because I felt so out of place and out of, like, I just didn't fit in. And I felt like, I don't know, I just didn't relate to other children. So anyway, what was I gonna say? I want to say that movie so bad. We're supposed to go on Friday, but I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of movies, we'll take a detour. Speaking of movies, my mom and I went to the movies last week and we saw You, Me, and Tuscany. That movie was so fucking cute. Oh my goodness. It was such a cute little film. And I'm like, make a sequel. Like, it was adorable. It was a feel good movie. It was a movie that put you in like a good mood when you left the theater. And like the whole night. And I mean, obviously everyone has like their own personal taste and all that kind of stuff. But that whole night, my mom and I were like, oh, that movie was so good. Wasn't that movie so good? It was so good. Like, we were just like, oh, it was so good. It was really good. Oh, what was I talking about? Fuck. I'm trying to keep an eye out with my phone because the last time she had her other eye done, they called me and I missed the call. My phone didn't ring and it could have been because I was recording on my phone, but like, it didn't ring. So, oh my God. I'm like, should I move to Spain? What can I do? I don't know how I ended up. I just opened up Instagram and the first thing I was like that I saw was like, move to Spain. Should I move to Spain? Oh my goodness. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. I opened up my fucking phone because I was trying to check to make sure they didn't call me. And then I ended up opening up Instagram and then I got distracted. And then I went back and I listened to like a little bit of like the little segment that I recorded. And it kind of sounds, it's the sound is not what I want it to be. But I'm going to I'm going to heed the advice of my spiritual team. And I'm just going to clean it up as best as I can in GarageBand. And I'm going to post it because it's loud. It's clear. It might not be as crisp as the microphone gets it. But like, it's still pretty, you know. I'm not going to complain. I have these freaking wasabi peas. And I feel like I should not eat them because I have GERD. But I'm fucking hungry. Like, I'm starving. Let's see. Now because of my iron shit, like, I'm like looking. I've always looked at like the sodium and stuff of stuff. Is there any iron? Oh, there's iron in here. A serving has 1.1 milligrams. Has some potassium, no vitamin D, some protein. Okay. Oh, you're so good. Flash forward. Rewind. Or not rewind. Skip ahead. If eating sounds bother you. Ooh, ha ha ha. Are these peas? Green peas. What the hell is marrow fat? I'm gonna look at that shit. Look that shit up right now. Oh, marrow fat green peas. If I would have looked and read it properly, I was like, marrow fat, green peas, modifying cornstarch, sugar, salt, soybean oil, palm oil, wasabi. I feel like, does it really need yellow number 5 and blue number 1? I hate not to go all the additives in food are killing us. But like, do we really, okay, we know it might not be green as like it might be as you want it to be, but like, do you really need to fucking die?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I see why they fucking died that shit. But still, we as Americans need to grow up. I'm sorry. Because when I Googled marrow fat peas, I see dried peas and they're kind of like, they don't dry green, they dry like brownish, yellowish. They're all different colors, but they have the same fucking time. Like, who cares? Who cares? Oh. Okay, let's learn about marrow fat peas here. So, their peas are green mature peas that have been allowed to dry out naturally in the field rather than being harvested while still young, like a normal garden pea. They are starchy and they are used to make mushy peas. Marrow fat peas with a good green color are exported from the UK to Japan for the snack food market, while paler peas are used for canning. Those with thick skins and a soft texture are ideal for making mushy peas. I have never had a mushy pea. And are they good? I'm reading this from Wikipedia, and I clicked on mushy peas. I was like, oh, how are these made? They're boiled, softened, and then they're mushed and seasoned with salt and pepper. Y'all gotta do better with salt and pepper. Though I'm not gonna lie, sometimes salt and pepper is enough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my ancestors. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But sometimes it is. But that's not all the time. And I feel like mushy peas need some garlic. They need some onion. You know, they need something. They need more than salt and pepper. Oh my God, my nose. Oh my God. That was dramatic, but I just got very overwhelmed with the. Oh my God. With the wasabi. It's not like it's spicy. It's just that, like, you know, it makes your nose and your eye water. Okay, I just ate a bunch of fucking wasabi peas, and so I'm now probably gonna be sniffing because they were spicy. They're not even spicy. It's just like, it's not spice that you feel in your mouth or in even like your, burn your booty hole spicy. It's just like, it's a very nasal, it's a very sinus type of spice. It clears your sinuses. Oh my goodness. I remember how early, remember how earlier, of course you guys are listening to the episode. Earlier I was talking about how podcasting has changed so much because now it's not just about the actual podcast, it's about the video and people want to watch the video and you got to post the video online to get traction to get people to see it. Da, da, da. It's become a whole video thing. And so I was scrolling as I was eating because I had accidentally opened up TikTok and so then I had stopped what I was recording. It stopped recording. And then I was scrolling and then I came across this video of this person and I've seen this before where people are very clearly, like, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe this gives hater. Then it gives hater. Where it's like they're not talking to anybody. Like they're not like in conversation with another person. They're not like, you know, but it's like they, and not everybody does this, but I, and it's a very, maybe this is just me being, you know, observant or me being woo-woo or whatever you want to fucking call it, and being able to kind of pick up on people's energies when they do stuff. There's this like thing where like people but will make these videos. It's almost like, oh God. It's almost like they're trying to like motivational speak and then they're like they position themselves towards, and maybe there's two cameras. Maybe I'm being a little bit of a bitch, but like why not post the version, the other camera where that they're looking at anyway. But it's like they're positioned in a way where it looks like they're talking to somebody off camera. Like it's like they're trying to look like they're engaging with another person, but instead of, and but they're like looking away from the camera. But it's like, you're posting this video and you're posting it for the people. Talk to the people. Don't talk to who's ever there, which may not even be anybody, or it could be your producer, or it could be whoever. Like, talk to the people. And I don't know, it just gives me, and not everybody does this, but whenever I see it, it gives me this vibe of like, it just gives me it gives me the ick. And it gives me like a little bit of like, it's performative. That's what it is. It's a performance. And I hate when people are performative and you can tell that they're being performative. I don't want to know that it's a performance. I want to be lied to. I want to not know how, like, I'm not trying to get, actually, no, fuck it. Fuck that bitch. So I'm not trying to get political. I'm very political, and fuck Erica Kirk. But like, how she's so performative and she's so bad at it, bitch. Take an improv class, ho. Do something. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like the performative bullshit, the performative trying to be intimidating, the performative, like, oh, like, I hate when people are performative and I can see through it. It bothers me. Like, I don't want to, you know, be better. If you were going to perform, be better at it. If you are going to be performative, lock in and be better at it. Because I'm not going to lie, sometimes in certain moments, I guess, like, being performative or putting on a performance might be necessary, right? But, like, I hate it. I hate when I can tell that someone's being performative. I hate it. And I think for me, and maybe it's just me projecting, right? Because I feel very uncomfortable. Like, I hate, like, the idea of having to pretend and perform and, like, put on, like, a character. Like, I don't like that. That's not who I am. And it makes me feel very uncomfortable to do so. And so maybe I'm just, like, projecting my own level of discomfort onto another person. And maybe they're not doing anything wrong. But, like, oh, God. It drives me crazy. It drives me absolutely bonkers. This is taking a while today. Did it take this long last time? I am so glad that this last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the store before we go. I was like, if I wake up early enough tomorrow, meaning today, I'm going to go to the grocery store and pick up the stuff for dinner before, because it's right down the street. You know, it's not down the street, but it's, you know, it's like 8 minutes, an 8 minute drive. And I was like, let me go to the grocery store, get all this stuff, because I don't know how long this is going to take. And if we have to go to the grocery store and get all this stuff, it's like, ugh, you know, and it's almost 4 o'clock. So I'm like, I'm glad. I'm really fucking glad I went earlier. Okay. I don't know how this is going to sound because I'm currently, oh fuck, hold on. So I have one of those weather mats in the car. Oh fuck. I should take this out because the weather is over. Well, I mean, weather is never over, but like the crazy weather is over. But I feel it. I don't want to touch it with my hands. I'm struggling. I'm trying to slide it with my foot. But one of those like weather mats. Okay, there we go. And it will cover the, but it still works when it covers it. But I just feel like that's like a hazard. That's not safe. Anyway. Yes. Hold on. I'm backing out of my driveway. Ooh, she quick with it. I'm going a little too fast. I don't know why I pulled out of the driveway so aggressively. Check for pedestrians. I don't know if it's like the weather, if it's like, I don't know what it is. Is this little bitch? Sorry, she's a child. I shouldn't say that. She's walking towards a squirrel. Ma'am, your child is trying to play with a squirrel. There's too many diseases out in these streets for you to be playing with a fucking squirrel. I'm sorry. That's crazy. Happy Memorial Day, y'all. Anyway, so I'm driving to pick up Indian food. And what's it called? I know. I edited the episode like the first like 30 minutes and then I just sort of like stopped, which is why I haven't posted it, because let's just be real. I don't know, you know what it is? It's having to listen to my own voice, and it's like it's fine when it's like, I don't cringe when I'm, oh, I gotta stop at the stop sign. There's a car coming. I don't cringe when I'm listening to it. Like, if I were to, like, listen to, like, the first, like, 10 or 15 minutes or the, you know, once I've posted it, then I'm like, okay, you know, this is fine. But when I have to like edit it and like before I put it out there, I get like a little, I don't know, I get in my head a lot about it. And then like that's what like is the true delay for the episodes, that and like, you know, depression, because I'm sad, y'all. But I have a stomach ache, and I don't know why my stomach hurts, and it could be because I had milk. And my throat hurts a little bit. I don't know. I have health anxiety, so I get a little scared. But anyway, so I was like, okay, let me edit this episode, and then I'm going to kind of wrap it up at the end. But I never fucking did that, because I just get in my head. It's been a lot. Like, I crack jokes, and, like, I laugh, you know, but, like, oh, God, the last 6 years of my life have been so traumatic. Where are my sunglasses? Because it's bright as shit. And, oh, my God. And it's not crazy. Well, it is a little crazy. But, like, it's crazy because, you know, 10 years ago, I was so depressed, so miserable, like, in the middle of, like, a nervous breakdown, like, literally. Maybe, like, 12 years ago. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to kill myself. This is the worst life ever. Bitch, you didn't even know what a bad day was. You didn't even fucking know what a bad day was. No, I did. Just things have gotten just crazy. It's like, it's more so like, I feel the calmest, most regular, even though I have my moments, I feel the calmest, the most regulated, like, version of myself, the most confident, and I don't know, just, I feel like it's weird because I internally am in the best place I've ever been. But externally, and like in my, like, sort of my surrounding life, it's like not that, like, at all. And I know that it's just part of the process. Like, I know that making discoveries about the people that have been around you for years and how they really feel and think and the way that they view you and how they, you know, all that kind of stuff is like very much a part of the journey. And it's a part of, and getting away from people like that and kind of clearing them out of your life is, you know, telling me to keep my hands on the steering wheel because I talk with my hands. I know that getting them out of my life and them not being a part of my... Ooh, there's... Okay, so why are you walking on the road? Okay, I shouldn't say that because maybe he doesn't have a vehicle. But, like, that was scary. And it made me a little nervous. It's like, even though I am the most content and regulated version of myself, the most, like... This is, like, the first time in my life that the first time of my life, like, period of my life, like, not, like, today, but, like, over the last couple years has been, like, the first time where I haven't wanted to, like, jump out of my skin, and I haven't felt, like, just miserable, you know? Earlier I made a reference to people being, like, trapped rats in their own bodies. I, too, was a rodent. Like, I, too, was a trapped rat. And I mean, I didn't fucking act like that. Like, I wasn't fucking miserable towards other people and mean towards other people, but, like, I was very mean and miserable towards myself and very nasty to myself and very harmful to myself, both physically and emotionally. So, you know, oh, can I go right on red? I think I can. It's kind of, I'm going to pick up this food and the parking lot's like empty. I know it is Memorial Day. So, like, people aren't fucking going to, but I'm a little like, oh, this restaurant's really good. Okay. I'm going to keep recording as I go in there. And I probably won't talk as much because, you know, obviously, I kind of think it's a little bit rude, but I'm going to bring y'all with me. I don't know if you can hear me. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Virginia?
Yes.
What's your name?
Taylor.
I see you right over there. Got you doing that meat soup, barbecue chicken, and some samosas, garlic naan, and onion spinach pakora?
Yes.
That'd be 66 left. Thank you. Want to use your points?
Oh, sure.
$28.20 off.
I didn't even know that you guys had a point system.
Yeah, we do. I guess when you came last time, you signed up for it?
I guess so.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good one.
You too. Look at that. You hear that, guys? I just did some energetic work regarding, you know, financial energetics, you know, energetically, financially. And I, you know, some Grabovoi codes. And I'm not saying, I mean, clearly there's a reward system that I had no idea about, but $3 off our meal. That is wonderful. That, see, unexpected money. That was very unexpected. I'm going to go buy a fucking lottery ticket actually right now. Wow. You heard my fucking customer service voice? I don't know if you could hear that because I had my mask on. But, oh my goodness. Okay. No, like, I'm dead ass. There's a liquor store right here. And I'm going to go fucking buy a ticket. Go. Should I go? Which way should I go? I'll go this way. At the light. Okay. Ugh. I never used to have sinus problems. Like, I literally never used to have allergies, never used to have an issue, a fucking problem. But now, are you kidding me? Like, literally, the pollen is so bad. Like, you could see it blowing in the air. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I don't fucking like it. No turn on red, so I have to wait. And I was like, why does my throat hurt? Oh my God, I hate this parking lot at this liquor store that's like near me. I'm not gonna say which one it is because I'm not trying to give out my location. But like, it's like a weird parking lot. And the parking lot itself really isn't that, I think the weirdest thing about it is that it doesn't have lines. But what tends to happen is that people kind of park all willy fucking nilly. And I don't like that. And I'm looking at the parking lot because it's like right next to where the Indian place is. And I'm like, okay, I see somebody coming out. But I hate when people park like, I don't know, maybe I'm just fucking being a picky bitch. That's my problem. But I just feel like people park in it really fucking weird and I don't like it. And now I'm parked all fucking weird. Oh, you know what? Reverse. This person's pulling out, so I'm gonna park. But I just hate how people park here. Well, I fixed myself. So this is me ending the episode. Like, this is supposed to be me wrapping up. Oh, my keys. Oh, that food smells so fucking good. I'm like, am I parking wrong or are other people parking wrong? You know what? No, they're parking wrong because I see the lines. I can see the very faint lines. I'm going to go the long way since I'm talking to y'all.
It's fucking hot, but I don't want to turn on the AC, so I'm going to turn on the cool seats. That's another thing. My asthma has been fucking bothering me. And not like really bad, but like bad. Like I had to use the nebulizer last night, and like right now I could feel like the congestion in my chest. Like not congestion. It's like, I don't know. Like when I take it, it's like I'm breathing heavier. Shortness of breath, bitch. It's a shortness of breath kind of sensation. And so it doesn't really feel like I can't breathe. It's just that I'm very aware of my breathing and feeling like I'm like hearing myself breathe. And then you guys can also hear me breathe. But yes, anyway, I'm going to try this week to record like a full episode. So I'll probably just get into it. Like I'm distracted, but yes, this is the episode. I didn't want to just end it like on a note, like, okay, bye. I didn't want to end it abruptly. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the delays, guys. I'm just mentally going through it. And I do all this myself. Like, I don't have anyone to help me. So, like, it's just me. It's me, myself, and I. That's all I got in the end. That's what I found out. So, thank you for listening. And I'm going to try my hardest to be more consistent with posting. It's not, I don't even need to be more consistent with recording because I have no issue recording. It's the posting. But anyway, I want to listen to Bad Bunny, so I'm gonna turn this off and put music on. Thank you for listening. Bye.